Taxes have been a huge issue, obviously, in the presidential campaign, and the question of whether the wealthiest people need to pay more or less in taxes. You have researched this issue, and you've researched tax cuts and job creation. What did you find?
Well, I think the most important finding is that we do have about $1 trillion worth of business income that is taxed through the individual income tax, and it's in those tax brackets that the president has proposed raising. My research suggests that if those tax rates get raised, the businesses underneath that will in fact invest less, they will in fact hire less, they will pay their existing workers less, and in that process, the tax burden will get shifted from the business owners onto the workers, and that's not something we need at this point in time. So while you might like the objective, I don't think that's an effective route to the end.
Why would it get shifted to the workers?
If you don't hire a worker, who's worse off, the business owner or the worker? Well, the worker. If the worker doesn't get a raise, the worker pays. And in those ways, it does not matter who sends in the check. What matters is whose standard of living suffers as the result of that tax. And it's not going to be the business owner. It's going to be the workers.
I spoke with former Clinton Labor Secretary Robert Reich, and he said that tax cuts for the rich won't have an effect on job creation. He said that corporations right now have a lot of cash and they aren't using that to hire. And he says the reason is because they don't have people out there who can buy, that, you know, middle class wages and salaries have declined over the past decade and they just don't have any money to spend. What do you make of that argument?
Well, I certainly would beg to differ on the research. And I also would point out that the argument he's making is one about a cyclical recovery. It's about, you know, getting from here back to full employment after a recession. We really should be thinking about our tax system for the long haul. What will we want when we get out of this recession? There are many recession-fighting tools. I think we ought to have a tax system that means something and collects the revenue we need. And tax policy has many objectives. It can be to support growth. It can be for social objectives. It can be for redistributive reasons. And the real issue is, what do you place the emphasis on at any point in time? My reading of the evidence is we should put the emphasis on growing faster.
I hear a lot about broadening the tax base, but I'm not really clear on what that means. What does that mean?
What it means is that you don't have, to the extent we have now, special provisions for mortgages, for charity, for health, for higher education, for excessive investments by small businesses through the tax code. You say, look, this is what income is. We are going to tax it. And because we're not going to give you a special break for a charitable purpose or a home purpose or whatever it may be, we will have a greater ability to raise revenue so we can have lower rates.
Well, where does the earned income tax credit fall in that? That was called by Ronald Reagan part of the best anti-poverty bill ever to come out of Congress. And Robert Reich advocates extending it up to the middle class as a part of redistributing wealth.
It has certainly been a very effective anti-poverty tool. I don't think there's any disagreement about how successful it's been. It was both introduced and increased on a bipartisan basis. I'll point out, it doesn't have to be in the tax code. We could actually have a work contingent welfare program that sent people income assistance. It looks a lot like a spending program because we send people checks. And that's really the issue. How much do you want to reward work, and to what extent do you need that all the way into the middle class? It's not whether it's a tax credit called the earned income tax credit or not. So, you know, I think there's a place for something like that in the system. I'd much rather see that kind of work support integrated with retraining support, integrated with unemployment support, so that there's a broad emphasis on training and being ready to get back to work in bad times.
Robert Reich calls for paying for it by raising the top tax rate to, say, 40% from 35%. What do you make of that proposal?
I'd much rather see it paid for by reducing other spending. The sad reality of this time is that we have two national problems. We have big debts and even bigger debts on the horizon, and we have slow growth. All the evidence around the globe is that the best playbook in that circumstance is to keep taxes low, reform them to be as pro-growth as possible. That means tax reform, and cut spending. So in the United States, the future is tax reform and entitlement reform. It's not raising taxes, because we'll never tax our way out of our problems.
Douglas Holtz Aiken is president of the conservative think tank American Action Forum. He was chief economist of the Council of Economic Advisers for President George W. Bush and economic advisor to Senator John McCain during his presidential campaign. Thanks so much for talking with me.
Thank you.